So much of the Word of God is full of instances where Jesus talked about fruit. I am the vine and you're the branches. And if we live in Him and abide in Him, then we will bear much fruit. This whole concept of fruit. And then He touched the fruit trees. Then He talked about olive trees. It was a great word picture for us. Because I realized something. If Jesus is the vine and the Father is the husbander, a husbandman, He's the one that plants, the one that protects, the one that cares for that vine, and I'm nothing but a branch, then if Jesus is the vine, the Father is the planter, the gardener that takes care of it, then what's the Holy Spirit? Who is He in this process? He is the sap that runs through it. The only way that I can reflect the fruit of Christ in my life is if the sap of the Holy Spirit is running through the vine that was planted by the Father into the branches to create much fruit. Is it creating a bunch of green leaves that look bushy and green and religious, but not fruit? I think that's a lot of where we are. And I have to be honest to tell you that there's a lot of times in my life where I was much more green and bushy than I was fruitful. But you know, the fruit is not the fruit that we can see or the fruit that we can actually taste of. The fruit is for other people. It's our holiness, our righteousness, our incredible commitment and faith in and walk with the Lord that others see. It's the encouragement that they get from our lives. The fruit is for other people, and it is through the branch, which comes through the vine, which comes from the Father, and it is the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Be fruitful today. Let the sap that runs through you be the sap of life. Let it be the fruit of the Holy Spirit that manifests itself in you for others to partake of this day. Have a wonderful, encouraging week.